Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to my moments from this week. That's the week, Saturday, the 3rd of August, 2019. And if you haven't heard this podcast before, it's my, I suppose it's the podcast version of my newsletter, at least part of it anyway. My newsletter goes out every week. And if you'd like to get it, then please go to my website, www.malcolmcox.org, and you'll find a sign-up form at the bottom, and you'll get, not only will you get my weekly newsletter, a summary of the events on my website and a few other things, a bit of personal life catch-up, but I'll also send you a free ebook on spiritual disciplines, how God grows his people. So sign up at the website if you'd like that. But let me say, let's talk for a little bit about what's been going on this week. My newsletter this week is called Three Hospitals and a Wedding. Three Hospitals and a Wedding. Things coming in threes. Has ever happened to you? When I was a kid, I vividly remember a time when my father complained that bad luck always came in threes. And on that occasion, it was the freezer, the television, and the washing machine all broke down at the same time, and he had to replace all of them with the same monthly paycheck in that period. And so it was a tough, tight financial time back in 1970, something or other. And I've always remembered that idea that things come in threes. Usually the idea is it's bad news comes in threes, but sometimes it's good news. Well, this week in this Cox household, Cox Junior household, we've had our own version of the same phenomenon. The difference being that for us this time it was people, not household appliances, coming in threes. On Saturday, my son went into hospital and to A&E. He was really, really quite sick. On Monday, my mother went into hospital for a hip operation, a hip replacement. And on Tuesday, my mother-in-law went into hospital for treatment on an infected foot. Now, glad to say that all three are on the mend. My mother's hip operation was successful. My mother-in-law is being treated with antibiotics and is getting better. My son is now out of hospital and recovering. He's staying with us. It's been a bit crazy around here as a result. And for a day or two, we had three different relatives in three different hospitals in three different counties. So shuffling between them, visiting my mother-in-law in Stoke Mandeville, my mother in North Kent, and my son here in Watford. It's quite an art and quite tricky to balance everything with work and all the other things going on for Penny and I, as well as helping our children move out of their house and help with our daughter's wedding preparations, which is happening 2 weeks from recording today. So 2 weeks today, you won't be hearing my voice. I might record this earlier. I don't know. But 2 weeks today, I shall be a proud dad with a nice suit on, walking my beautiful daughter down the aisle. So that's what's going on in 2 weeks. But this week, oh my word, the power and the pain of threes, three in a row. It was a challenge, I have to tell you, to try and support two mother-in-law and my son and all of what was going on. And spiritually, it did take a lot out of me, and physically as well. But I am very grateful. I'm very grateful for the prayers of many, many people. I've been preaching and teaching on Romans and on the power of praying in the Spirit. And that section in Romans 8, where it talks about we cry, Abba, our Father, we cry together, has been very meaningful to me this week as my brothers and sisters in Christ have been praying with me, for me. And people I know in Thames Valley, people I know in Watford, and people globally, actually, who have been contacting me on Facebook since they know some of what's going on. What a wonderful thing it is to have a community where we pray, Abba, Father. So that's been great. But I must say, just to say that this recording and this week's newsletter is a bit shorter than normal because there's just been so much going on. So please forgive the brevity, but I'm sure you'll understand. I did manage to put up a good number of posts this week because I recorded them last week because I knew this week was going to be busy, although I had no idea it was going to contain all of these extra challenges. But I did do all the recordings last week, I think, and put them up. So there's plenty on the website and in the podcast feed and YouTube channel for you to catch up with. And I hope that if you're dealing with your own set of threes, I pray that the three in one and the one in three that we worship will bring you the strength and the comfort and the wisdom that you need. I know the Spirit will help you. A couple of prayer requests. As you can imagine, my mother's continued recovery from her hip surgery would be wonderful. She's still in hospital, speaking as of today. I went to visit her today, hoping she'll be home or at least out of hospital next week. My mother-in-law's still in hospital. Please pray that her foot infection recovers, especially in time to get to my daughter's wedding. And please continue to pray for my son's recovery. He is out of hospital, but you know, these things take time to get over. And please keep the wedding preparations in your prayers. Our daughter Lydia, her fiancé Bintesh, and all of us involved. It's all systems go 2 weeks from today. A quick update about the teaching day. You may have, if you've heard these before, know that I'm planning on a teaching day in the autumn. The Watford Church have asked me to put one on, which is rather nicer than to ask, and I would love to oblige. So I've contacted the local Quaker meeting hall in Watford to see if we can use that venue. They said they'd get back to me, so I pray that they'd say yes. It's a great location, really good for public transport and such an event. That'll probably be... my preferred date at the moment is the 16th of November this year, 2019. I'll put out more information and publicity about that as soon as we can confirm the venue. And it looks like I'll be teaching on the book of Colossians. There's so much wonderful stuff in there. But if you think a different topic would be more useful, then let me know. I haven't done any detailed preparation just yet. Now let me know about that. Just to finish off, I'll list the posts I put up on the website this week, the fourth class in my series on the Spirit, the unity of the Spirit. That's the most recent class I did actually last night, and that's up online on my website, the audio and the video. The what does it mean to have unity in the Spirit, and how do we maintain the unity of the Spirit, Ephesians 4. Then Quiet Time Coaching this week is focused on how to stay motivated in your relationship with God, with some insights that I gained from the hottest day of the year last Thursday. That's up online. That's episode 99. Tuesday teaching tip number 167, why you need to prepare in advance. That's up there, and some thoughts about preparation, the significance of it. And then for the Sunday sample for Corporate Worship Matters, leading corporate worship, the title is What to Do When the Congregation Isn't With You. What do you do when that happens? And some thoughts on that. What else? A Watford update. We are moving into August, and we're going to be at the school this week as usual, but then we'll be in house churches for the rest of the month with people away. I'm teaching on the Spirit and prayer from Romans 8 again this coming Sunday and the Sunday after, so a two-parter. We'll be at the school this Sunday. The following Sunday we'll be at Asagi and Oge's place, and the week after that at Charlotte Bromwell's place. If you need more details, do let me know. And in Thames Valley, well, I've now finished the Holy Spirit series called By the Spirit. I'm beginning to prepare a series in the autumn I'll be teaching for younger and less experienced preachers and teachers on how to speak effectively. And I'm looking for input as to what they need so that I can teach for what they need as opposed to just what I think. So if you're a relatively inexperienced teacher or preacher and you would appreciate some basics on how to prepare and how to present well, if you could hear three classes on that topic, what would really help you? I would love to know. Well, I think that's it for now. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks so much for caring. Thanks so much for praying. And I pray that whatever happens this week, whether you get nice threes or challenging threes, that you'll sense God's presence with you, his comfort, and his wisdom and strength. I know it's there, available for all of us, just exactly the amount that we need, because God is good all the time. So until the next time, have a wonderful week. Take care, and God bless.